neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Foods and the type of food to start the year. So we learn, first of all, the fruits, if they're not ripe, what do you do with it? You want to eat it right now. What do? Cook it, make a compote. And if you didn't have a type of food that is new to you to eat, it was not in the market, what do you say? So now we learn from here, very important lesson as far as the circumstances and people that you run into. Like let's say you run into somebody that you feel is not ripe. So you cook it, you put some sugar in it, and then shalom yisrael. Or somebody that you didn't see for a day, 2 months, or last night. So you don't say, what have you been? How come you're going to tell me? What do? Say, Sheikhyan, Rimam, Yan, Azman, Azeh, and they accept it with Simcha. So now, Lubia, the food that is not really cooked, what do? What do? You hire the heat, right? And then you taste it and it's not really have enough spice, what do? You put spices, salt, and so on. So it's the same aspect with people, you know, you feel it's not cooked, you add a little bit of heat to it, you know, excitement and so on, and you add a little tablin to it, you know, you say good words and so on. And then if it's not cooked, you increase the heat. So now, heat, yeah, when you go upstairs, you come back, and you see, bah, nichoach. No, more than the tail. Yeah, so what do you do now? What do you do? There's nothing to do. It's burnt. It's not usable anymore. So that applies for every circumstances and maybe the experiences that we had in the past. You add a little heat, spice, and then now you see, now there's nothing to do. It's burnt. So now you cannot say Tehilim or Perek Shira or Shira Shirim. It doesn't work. And you cannot mourn for the food that is burned already. You know, you threw it away, you wash the pot, bahaslacha, and then you start new. That's another beautiful message that we learn in Leil Simani. What's the comparison between the fruit that we had and the food that we ate? What's the comparison? The fruit that is not ripe, so the remedy is you cook it, you make it compote. Right? So what happens if you notice a fruit that is not ripe? What happens? What happens? Yeah. No, if you just leave it on the tree, what happens? Ah, so it needs time.
Yeah.
So how about the food? The food, if it's not cooked, what do you need to do? As we add heat. Ah, so now here, it's a very beautiful message here is that either you are fruity type or foodie type. One time is going to arrive that you're going to be cooked. I mean, if you're fruit, so automatically, gradually, you'll be ripe. Or the food, you'll be pochte, you'll be cooked. So now, here, sometimes you rush through things. What is it? You know, if you stand under the tree again, you read Tehilim, you do vayavor, it's not going to help the fruit. Because it takes its time, you say, you know, leave me alone. I know when to be ripe. That's how the people, that's how it is. No matter what to tell them, how you tell them a story, tell them right, you know, right, you know, straight. Say, no. No, I know when I supposed to be ripe. They don't listen to you. And that's how it is, unfortunately, that many times you try, you know, as a friend, as a father, as a teacher, you like to direct people because you have such a care, love through them, but they don't listen, you know. It's exactly like the fruit. What can you do? The apple is not ripe, so there's nothing to do. It says, you know, I'm going to take my time, when the time comes, I'll be ripe. And same thing with the food. And that's exactly what we learn in the beginning of the year, that there'll be a great zechut, that we consider that to be ripe, it brings you lots of blessing. But unfortunately, it doesn't work that way. You say, and you say again, and you say again, and people, that's how it is. Just like the fruit, you cannot rush the fruit to be ripe, to be usable. That's how the people is. And not only that, just imagine you standing under the tree and tell the fruit, you know, I'm hungry, give me the fruit. You know, so what are you talking about? Who are you? And that's what the attitude of people exactly is. The attitude of people is, you know, they don't want to hear, you know, say, you know, I don't want to hear these things. Don't tell me what to do. And that's how it is. Unfortunately, you turn on the heat, make it higher, and then what do you have? Burnt food, because they don't want to take it. Sometimes it becomes very painful because you care, you know, pity. And what is it to do? What can you do? People, they have, you know, their way of going through life. That's what they just say. I know better. You don't need to tell me. Who are you to tell me? Maybe they don't tell you straight, but you see their attitude exactly, that's what it is. And this is could be the insight of what we started the year. Why? Because what's going to happen here now, of course, you know, try to speed the process, but it doesn't work that way. And the side effect here is not that people, they hesitate even to come around you or listen to you or ignore you or they do other things when you talk to them. Or they run away when they notice that you're going to talk to them. Then you're going to carry lots of pain with you. Lots of pain. But one time is going to come anyway that this fruit is going to graduate. It's going to be ripe. But he tells you, don't tell me when to be ripe. I know when to be ripe. What can you do? What is it to do?
Nothing.
It's nothing to do.
Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko. Koilani shomo, nishomo sheli. Koilani shomote, halel ko haleluko. Koilani shomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishima, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.